Welcome back to the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast. My name is Jeremy Devins, and it is February 2023, and I'm going to share the major transits happening this month and how you can best work with them. As always, you can get your free birth chart at quietmindastrology.com and look for the signs in your chart to know where these transits are affecting you. And if you're new to me, new to astrology, new to Vedic astrology, get your free birth chart. There's a free training on how to start to interpret that. That you can go back to the episodes on the signs, houses, and planets to better understand what we're talking about here. Or you can just jump into today's episode and hear the themes for this month and how you can start working with these energies of the universe. And this month, there is a major theme of doing what you're passionate about in service to others. All the planets are direct right now through April. So there is massive energy of forward movement, momentum, possibility, change. You might be feeling that. I've talked to a lot of people over the last month who are going through major life changes like breakups, moving, divorces, all sorts of career, family, personal changes in life. And there's a lot of factors for that. But we are now entering this new era here, as I've talked about through past episodes, that really started the end of January. And it's setting up the next 2 years. So the things that you do now between February, March to April, especially, are setting up the next 2+ years for you and much further beyond that, really. But there is this whole overarching theme of Saturn in Aquarius from now through early 2025. So who are you becoming? What are you doing? What are the things you're prioritizing? How is that shaping your future? The small things we do today affect who we become next week and next month and next year. So it really adds up. And these little choices matter. And that's what I talked about last week at the Thrive 2023 free workshop. You could still check that out and get all the info at the link in the show notes or quietmindastrology.com. The Thrive Online 2023 program is still open for 2 more days. I extended the enrollment by popular demand. A lot of people are asking for more time to enroll. So I added a couple more days and the class is starting this week. So if you want to turn some idea or passion or thing that you love to do, a skill that you have, into an online business or income, that's where I teach how to do that. And there's so much more details at the link in the notes or quietmindastrology.com. It's a 90-day mentorship all about helping you do the work you love in service to others. It is not about a get-rich-quick scheme. And that is the big thing right now, is any sort of like just jumping into something, oh, this is going to quickly make me money or grow my business or fix my relationship. Think long-term, like be cautious about that. And maybe have some sort of bigger picture plan, some sort of mentor or guide or coach you're working with in some way to help you with those things. Because Saturn rewards patience, hard work, and stability and security over the long run. And if we try to rush into things, we might see that they kind of blow up in our faces or don't last as long as we thought. So having some sort of rails and guidance to create something more long-term and long-lasting is a very favorable use of all the energies right now. So what are the transits happening in February? Well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that I'm going to talk about today. And the first one is on February 5th, this week on Sunday, the full moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra. So there's a major theme here of this full moon of shedding skin, of shedding an old way of being, letting go of old patterns to make way for what is next in your life. And a sense of completion and fullness with those things. So great time for introspection, and that can lead to really deep transformational insights like yoga, meditation, journaling, all these things I often recommend, mantra, mudras, these kind of things. I teach about them a lot in the Quiet Mind Yoga membership at quietmind.yoga. But any sort of practices like this can be very helpful and nourishing to align with this energy on Sunday, February 5th. The full moon in Ashlesha. Always a full moon is a time of closure, completion, celebration, gratitude, fullness, and letting go. Beginning to let go of what's no longer serving to make room for what begins in the new moon later this month. Next, that's the next day on February 6th, on Monday, Rahu moves into Ashwini. This is a 42-week cycle, so it's going to be going on for a while, all the way through November of this year. So from February to November, Rahu in Ashwini. This is a very powerful time for starting new things and following your passions. Rahu is passion. Ashwini is ambition, drive, motivation. And anything that brings about competition or being aware of competition where you want to be the best you can be particularly in the sign of Aries in your chart. So like if you have Aries, let's say in the fifth house in your birth chart, that's the area of children. So your children being more competitive, or you, if you're a parent, maybe wanting to be a more competitive parent. Like, how can I be the best parent possible? I see what this parent is doing. I see how I want to do it differently, or how I can improve upon that. Competition does not have to be hurtful or harmful in any way. It could be that you see somebody doing something and you see how you could possibly improve upon it, or how it can inspire you to be your best self and bring out more of your gifts. It's a really positive use of Rahu and Ashwini. It's a powerful time to be bold and take action. Not think about it, not planning about it, not talking about it, but doing it. If there's something you've been wanting to do that you've been talking about or thinking about or overanalyzing, just start doing it, taking small steps. Like if you want to learn archery, go to a class. Don't overthink it. Don't spend all your time researching how to do it, reading books about it, looking at YouTube videos. Just go take the class. Just go ask somebody who's doing it how they do it. Whatever the thing is, whatever the skill, the idea, the plan, the desire, just take action. This favors action. This time, it's the whole, almost the whole year, this energy of taking action. There's other stuff that will be happening later this year that might slow that down and might get in the way of it. But overall, it is a powerful time to begin things. And this only happens once every 18 years. These Rahu and Ketu transits are 18 years long through the whole zodiac. So when we've got this energy of Rahu and Ashwini, it's pretty special. So it's a special year for beginning new things. And alternative medicine can really bring great healing at this time. And I personally don't really like that idea of calling it alternative medicine, but that's kind of the general term of what it is. But there's a whole other backstory behind that. But you know what I mean. Things like traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, holistic healing stuff, any sort of Reiki, energy work, body work, healing work, can be especially healing during this time because of this energy of Rahu and Ashwini and clearing out old things, beginning new ways of being in the world. Just want to be aware of impulsivity or shiny object syndrome during this time. You might be drawn to new ideas, new things, and just one after another. And it's like, oh, what about this? What about that? What about that? And that's where it really helps to have some sort of mentorship or guide or somebody you can talk to or some sort of filter for all that stuff that's going to be coming through. All those ideas, ambitions, all that stuff can be too much. So you got to harness it and focus it. And I like, as I mentioned in the Thrive workshop last week, the Chinese proverb, chase two rabbits, catch none. And I would actually amend that to say you can chase one rabbit and catch two. But how do you do that? Well, you chase one at a time. And then you can actually catch as many rabbits as you want if you just do it one at a time. And especially if you have a mentorship or guidance or support or some sort of path to follow to catch the rabbits from somebody who's already done it, and they can help you avoid all the mistakes, right? So I could take that metaphor pretty far, but you get the idea, right? If you just are constantly checking your phone and stimulated and notifications and doing this and doing that and not actually completing things, that can be very overwhelming and frustrating. And that is a potential of this energy of Rahu and Ashwini that you want to be mindful of. And if you catch that, you might just want to take a nap, take a yoga class, take rest, do something to slow down. Instead of trying to do more, just slow down. Okay, what do I want to focus on? What's the next most important thing? And actually go to do that thing through completion. And you've caught that rabbit, essentially. And then you can, okay, what's the next most important thing now? Which might be doing nothing, or it might be doing 50 things in your business or 50 things for your family. So one thing at a time, and you know, we can multitask, we can have other stuff going on, but generally it's just like one step at a time. And that's how we defeat overwhelm and burnout, which I am very experienced with. I understand those things very well. I understand shiny object syndrome very well. My Vata dosha nature, I'm full of ideas, and it's been a long path for me to learn how to actually execute and finish those things and bring completion rather than just continuing to start new ones all the time. But this is the energy of starting things. That is the theme of the year with Rahu and Ashwini. Then there's the other stuff going on as well with the other big transits for the year, as I talked about in the yearly horoscope. So check that out if you haven't heard that one yet. Next transit coming up in February is on the 12th. Sun in Aquarius for 30 days, as it often is, about 30 days, until March 14th. The Sun, our authority, power, leadership, creativity, in Aquarius, which is an independent, free-spirited energy, but also very considerate of the collective and what is needed for society. So this is a very favorable time to help the less fortunate. And that is a theme through the month, especially with Jupiter and Revity as well towards the end of the month. If there is somewhere you can volunteer or donate or serve or give in some way, giving free things online, teaching freely, being generous. These are all ways you can help people who are less fortunate and help share your wealth and resources, even if you feel like you don't have a lot. By sharing, the law of abundance says that you have this sense of having enough to share and telling yourself that you have enough. So there is a powerful thing that you receive through that too as well by giving. By giving, you receive and you're reminded how much you do have to give. Stay connected to your work and like what matters to you, and be dedicated and hardworking in that work, your unique path. This Aquarius energy ruled by Saturn. Saturn and Sun are not the most compatible energies in Vedic astrology. So Sun and Aquarius is considered being in a great enemy placement. So it can be challenging, but I like to focus on what we can do, what can be positive about it. And Saturn rewards service and hard work. So if you stay dedicated and hardworking in what matters to you, then this can be a very favorable, positive transit. But if you lose sight of that and choose not to work, choose not to be dedicated to your path, then this can be much more difficult and feel much more like a sap in confidence and energy, and just feel your self-esteem hurt by this. So this can be very challenging if you don't stay connected to what is important to be focusing on now, and get too distracted with all the other stuff. If you become too independent, you can start to lack confidence in direction as well. So this notion of having a sense of service, duty, purpose, and connection to others, and how is what I'm doing influencing, connecting to, and serving others, is a major question to ask throughout this month from February to March. Next, on February 15th, this is nice because, as I mentioned previously, Venus and Saturn are conjunct right now through February, which is challenging for relationships all the way through February 14th, through Valentine's Day in the U.S. But then it's much more positive the next day when Venus moves on to Pisces, and it's exalted there. It's the peak of love, romance, and passion. So quite a wild swing there from Venus with Capricorn to Venus and Pisces on the 15th. Do what you love. Connect to what matters to you, what you love to do, your work, anything to do with like beauty, senses, arts, music, poetry, movies, aromatherapy, massage, romance, passion, connection with relationship, intimacy. These things are all very, very favorable. All the Venusian things at their highest expression. Why is Venus exalted in Pisces? Well, Pisces is this sort of letting go, this less focus on the material, physical, practical matters, and more about just resting into moksha, into liberation, into bliss, into peacefulness at its best. And Venus and Pisces brings out the best of both, Venus and Pisces. So very great for relationships and having time to just enjoy relationships, enjoy pleasure, enjoy beauty and art and music. If you have oil diffuser, it's a great time to be having scents in the home, or Palo Santo or sage or things like this. Just being sensually immersed in enjoying things that you like, which might be no scent at all or no music and silence. That's fine too, but whatever you really love and enjoy, time in nature, these kind of things, getting plants in the house, very good. Next is on February 20th. We have a new moon in Shtavisha. This is a new beginning in a healing path for you. And this can be a really big breakthrough in healing. Again, this month, very favorable for doing healing practices really throughout the whole year, because Rahu and Ashwini all year, but especially around February 20th. Going to a healer, getting healing energy work or body work done. And if you're new to it, especially a new modality, but if you have one you've already been into, going deeper in that. This can include astrology and tarot and other things like this that are deep systems of self-awareness, which bring about psychological healing, which can also be emotional and mental healing as well in other ways too. But healing is a big theme here, and meditative practice especially is great. If you can do some sort of mantra, pranayama, or just sitting in silent meditation, and being in healing communities, like being around other people who are doing similar work, very favorable around the 20th. And that sets the stage for the next 2 weeks after that with the lunar cycle. So really February 20th and then the following 2 weeks after is a great time for doing these kind of things. Finally, last big transit this month is on February 24th when Jupiter moves into Revati Nakshatra and stays there until April 21st when Jupiter moves into Aries. And that's the big transit we talked about in the annual horoscope. But Revati is the last nakshatra, and it is the culmination of all previous energies, of all wisdom, of all spiritual maturity and growth. You could argue it's the most subtle and spiritual nakshatra, and Jupiter is about spirituality, philosophy, beliefs, values. So your beliefs and your spiritual practices are at the forefront over this time, from February 24th to April 21st, about 2 months. Also a favorable time for helping the less fortunate and being of service to others. A great time for expansion of wisdom and philosophy and ideas, studying things you're interested in, working with teachers that you like, and great sense of possibility here. And your imagination is the limit. So if there's something you want to create from your imagination, your crown chakra, down to your root chakra, which is Ashwini energy and Rahu there, it's a really powerful thing happening here this month and really through the next 2 months with Rahu and Ashwini. The grounded, practical, get things done, let's do it, let's go. And Jupiter and Revati, this expansion of the ideas and the intuition and the connection to source at the same time. So the crown chakra and the root chakra, both strongly activated at this time. And then you add Venus and Pisces, the love in the heart and the desire in the second chakra. It's really cool. So I love the energies of this month. I think it's a huge potential and possibility for February to be a very creative month for you, where you create something that can last for a long time over the next 2 years and beyond to experience major healing, major growth, major new opportunities. There is a huge thrust of forward movement after all the stuff of the past 3 years, where we're in a new era now and there's new possibilities and we don't have to go by the old ways of doing things, the old systems and old structures. I know a lot of people getting laid off right now, and that's terrible. That can feel really awful in the moment. And I can look back at times and similar experiences, and I'm sure you can. I've talked to so many people where sometimes our greatest adversities become our greatest opportunities to grow. And this energy of this month is really encouraging us to see the opportunity in any adversities you're going through, any challenges you're experiencing, and create from that place and create with those circumstances rather than work against them. And really going through this month now, circumstances are much more favorable than past months and then the past couple of years. It's improving a lot. It's moving forward. So hopefully you found this helpful. If you like this, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, share it with a friend. And again, check out Thrive Online 2023. It's just 2 more days to check it out and enroll. And we're starting this week. We have an amazing group of awesome people doing different things around the world. I originally just made this for yoga teachers, but it really applies to anybody. If you have a passion, idea, something you want to create in the world from a heart of service to genuinely help people, I share the resources that I've used to create my businesses because I wish I could have had them years ago myself. I've invested a lot in my training to learn these things. And you can check out that link in the show notes or quietmindastrology.com and check it out and see the video where I talk about what it's all about, what's included, and if it resonates with you, I'd love to see you there. All right, thank you for listening. Look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.